ओम शांति। 20th August 2019 ट्यूसडे। द एसेंस ऑफ टुडेज मुरली। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, दिस इज द अनलिमिटेड स्टेज ऑन विच यू सोल्स आर बाउंड टू प्ले योर पार्ट्स। ईच वन्स पार्ट इज फिक्स्ड इन दिस। Sweet children, this is the unlimited stage on which you souls are bound to play your part. Each one's part is fixed in this. So this world is the stage where we souls are playing our part, our respective parts. And in today's Murli, Baba said, now it's the time to go back home. So this world is an unlimited stage. And we souls had come from above. And we have finished playing our part. Now it's a time to go back. This world has been compared to the stage where souls are the actors and each actor has a part to play. And Baba says, you are hero actors of this drama. So when we listen such statements from Baba, that this is the unlimited stage and you have to play your part here, few things come in the mind. The first is, if we are hero actors, what should we remember? If we are the hero actors of this drama, of this unlimited movie, what should we remember? A hero actor is always aware of few things. He knows that he is constantly on the stage. He is constantly on the stage. And when I am constantly on the stage, it means I am aware, I am attentive, people are watching me. My every action, my every word, my every behavior, my everything is being watched. Not just by the people who are in front, but once the movie gets released, then it will be everywhere. So everybody would watch. So the hero actors, if this is the stage and we are the hero actors, we have to always remember that we are constantly on the stage. Other thing is constant attention. Constant attention. He will be attentive all the time. So long as he is on the stage. Few days back there was a Murli, Avyakta Murli, where Baba said everybody who is on the stage has to pay attention. Who are the people on the stage? Whether he is a chief guest, anchor, dancer, singer, speaker, stage coordinator, stage manager. So everybody who comes on the stage, even for 5 minutes, if he comes, somebody just comes to give bouquet, but he also will see that his hair are good, his clothes are okay. So whenever somebody enters stage, on the stage, person becomes active, alert, attentive. So hero actor is the one who constantly thinks that he is on the stage, and this is the world stage, and this is the stage where each and every actor of this planet Earth is watching me. Not just that, God is watching. It is God who is the audience here. He is also watching me. So we are constantly on the stage, and the hero actor is constantly attentive. Hero actor has to do constant practice. He has to practice skills every day. It's not that one day he practices and another he doesn't. In order to keep up the spirit, in order to remain updated, he has to practice his skills. There are different types of acting skills. Abhinay. So in those different skills, he has to learn how to laugh, how to cry, how to emote different emotions. He has to merge himself in that part. Immerse him that if he is a beggar, he has to feel that I am beggar. If he is some shopkeeper, he has to feel that shopkeeper. Then only he can deliver dialogues. So hero actor is someone who can memorize his lines very well. Hero actor is someone who is doing his constant checking all the time. If you have seen, suppose there is an acting going on and they take different shots, cut and cut and cut. So they take one shot and the director is not happy. So retake. So in between that take and retake, immediately the person who looks after the actor comes and he applies makeup and he sees that hair are okay, everything. In that few seconds, that makeup person comes and he makes everything okay, and then the acting starts. So a hero actor is the one who is constantly attentive. A hero actor is the one who is doing constant checking, and a hero actor is the one who is constantly practicing. Constant practice. So constant attention, constant practice, constant checking, and constantly on the stage. So hero actor is practicing all the time. He has to practice his emotional skills, how to cry, how to laugh, and how to do different acting things. Whether it is comedy, whether it is tragic, or anything for that matter. So if we are the hero actors on this world drama, on this stage, we should be aware all the time and practicing and checking and attentive all the time. Then a hero actor is someone who is center of focus. Everybody is looking at him. Everybody is waiting for his entry. So he is the center of focus of everyone. And then he is captivating. Captivating means very much attractive. Hero actor has to be captivating. Very much attractive. And here, on this world stage, the most attractive personality is the one who is divine personality. The one who is having purity. The purer the soul, the more attractive the soul becomes. So hero actor is somebody who attracts. Hero actor is somebody who is the center of focus. Then hero actor is somebody who is totally committed. 100% commitment is needed. They keep on practicing all the time, in the sleep, every time they are memorizing their lines. So they are 100% committed. It is not that somebody is doing job and somebody is also doing acting. They are doing injustice to the acting. Those, they say in Mumbai every day, about 2,000 or 3,000 people come to become actor. That's the statistics. But how many of them become actor or hero actor for that matter? Most of them would be some assistant or something like that. Some boy who is a light boy or something like that. Only few end up becoming a hero actor or star. Because it needs complete and total dedication. Complete dedication. So total commitment is what is needed. And then hero actor is somebody who is confident. He is confident. Fully confident. He knows. He trusts himself. He has a complete faith in himself. If you act, if you ask a particular actor, who is your favorite actor? Most of the actors say, I myself. Who is your favorite actor? Myself. I am the best actor in the world. That's a confident, that's the level of confidence they have. That's the answer given by many of the actors who do films and all those things. And then hero actor is somebody who has a, who is creative. Who is creative? He will bring creativity in his action. It's not that he acted in a particular film the similar way he will act in this film. Every film he will act in different manner. So a hero actor is somebody who is absolutely creative. So bring creativity, newness in your actions, in your thoughts, in your dreams, in your behavior, in your drishti, in your vritti, in your writing, in your listening, in your seeing, in your actions, in your words, in your speech, in your thoughts, in your imagination, in your awareness, in your dreams, in your vision, perspective, attitude, everywhere. So hero actor is the one who is a creative. And then hero actor is somebody who has got core insight. He knows the depth of things. That is known as insight. He can penetrate into the depth of things. If he is given any scene, so he understands the ins and outs of that situation. Suppose he has to show anger. So that complete expression of anger should come on his face. So he penetrates that role. He enters that role. He immerses himself into that role. Totally. That's the skill of an actor. That's what is taught in all the acting schools of the world. Acting is a skill. Some people are born actors. But some acquire acting skills by going into the schools. So there are so many schools available in the world. Academic schools. So, a hero actor should have so many things. So Baba says, you are on the stage. And if you are on the stage, you must have certain qualities with you. So this is an unlimited stage on which you souls are bound to play your parts. And one of the things a stage actor faces is stage fright. Fear. Stage fright. Stage fear. How to overcome that? There's something known as the fourth wall. The fourth wall. For example, if this is the stage, so there are three walls, one, two, and three. And this is the audience. So the actor has to create a fourth wall. as if nobody is looking at me. Because when you see that people are staring at you, all eyes are upon you, you become frightful. So they can't act. So an actor has to create the fourth wall. It is known as the fourth wall. The first, the second, the third. He doesn't fear this side. He doesn't fear this side. He doesn't fear that side. What he fears is the audience. So that's why an actor has to create the fourth wall in order to become comfortable, relaxed. An actor should not overact. Overacting people do. It should appear natural. It should appear simple. Unassuming. He should be humble. And he should do justice to the role he has been given. You can see that actors, if they are given the role to give speech, they do perfect justice to their acting. So create the fourth wall, they say. This is known as the fourth wall. And sometimes the actor breaks the fourth wall. When is that? When he becomes very much perfect. You must have seen some movie is going on. And automatically the actor starts speaking with the public. Usually they don't do, but they start talking with the public. Public means audience who are looking. So they immediately say, yes, how are you? Like that. They are doing acting and suddenly they talk with the audience. That is known as breaking the fourth wall. So they break this fourth wall. So that's another thing. But that one's when one becomes expert. So initially you have to create the fourth wall. As if nobody is looking at me. But this is the stage where I am. So stage fright is one of the things that happens or you encounter during the stage performance. Other thing is public opinion. Whenever if you do any program, you will have 1,000 reviews. Out of these 500 people will say this is useless, this is bogus, this is nonsense. You should be banned. It's not good. And there would be 500 people who would give positive reviews. There would be few people who would be neutral. So as many mouths, so many opinions. So everybody will have his opinion about the movie. Somebody says this is a nonsense movie. Somebody says but acting was very good. Somebody said the storyline was not good. Somebody said music is excellent. Somebody says the story is good, the music is very poor. Songs are good, but movie is flop. This is a flop hero. So, every actor has to face public criticism. Every actor. Everyone who has... Ordinary actors, nobody opine. They opine only on the hero actors. So, this is another one of the other tasks. Other thing that will happen. So if this is the unlimited stage, we will have many people who will oppose us, criticize us. There would be critics. You know, there are film critics and film analysts. They decide who is what. And once the film is released, there is one more thing. What is that? Awards. Awards. So you get awards. So we are here to get the best actor award. We are the best singer. We are the best lyricist. We are the best choreographer. We are having the best story. Because our story is the best story in the world. The story of meeting God. The story of living with God. The story of living with the Brahmin family. So our story is the best story. Our song is the best song. Which is our song? So we have achieved what we have achieved. And what is not our song? KK and Gege. So that will never get the best song award. Ours is the best. We are the best singers. We are the best lyricist in the world. So always remember that we are on the stage. And we are the best actor. So constant practice, constant attention. constant checking, constantly on the stage, commitment, total commitment, creative, core insight. So all these things should be there. Cheerful, hardworking should be an actor. So this is in short about today's essence. Amshan.